You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Put on your house robe.
That's right, it's the Swallows.
And your fluffy shoes.
Cause the Swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable.
Diggle, diggle,
the Swallows are here.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Happy morning. Those can stay down here.
Whoa, the Swallows are here.
In the house.
On an early day. It's early for us.
I know. Wow. Yeah. It's about our regular time when we do them during the day.
Yeah. We just decided not to work yet.
Right.
We worked really hard over the weekend.
I feel proud of us.
I also am proud of you.
I was able to get out of the workroom and do some other fun things I enjoy, like gardening.
I know, and it's very nice that you gardened in.
I love to garden, and finally, I have been able to.
I love you gardening.
Yes, thank you.
Because you garden well.
I do.
And it's not like you just get in there and stick some stuff in the ground. It's like you really have a strategy, and you have an eye for where to put the stuff.
Oh, thank you.
And so then once it's in there, it looks real nice.
Yeah, thanks.
It complements my very thick row of sunflowers.
Yes. That is like probably a couple hundred sunflowers in there.
At least.
Yeah.
Close to 1,000.
Yeah.
I don't have any idea. And 16 feet of area.
Yeah, there's a lot. We're going to have to thin it out.
Yeah, we'll move them.
But how is everyone?
What's up, Sayna? What is the topic here? Well, the topic here on the Everything Swallow podcast is life.
Oh, yeah.
It's our
life.
It's your life.
Today's May 4th, so that's going to be part of the topic today.
It's the dog's life. That's right. It's Star Wars life.
Yep.
Amita, everyone does because her skills are awesome.
Thank you, Amita.
We'd like to know.
I'll teach you how to grow stuff. It's so easy.
Sayna, what's going on in your life? Are you gardening?
Right.
Sounds like Amita is not gardening.
No.
Because she has a black thumb.
Right.
We'll try black dahlias.
Right.
Because they grow easy and they're freaking badass.
They are pretty awesome.
Because we have some black dahlias that we grew in one place that was saturated in car oil. And they grew.
Yeah, they did.
And then we moved them to a better place.
And they grew better.
Oh my gosh.
It'll be exciting to see
them
this year.
Mm-hmm. In the cemetery.
Yes, it will be. It will be. It's beautiful outside. Sean got a nice sunburn yesterday.
Only on the right side of my back.
Yeah.
I mean, my whole back is burned.
But the right side is way worse.
That right side took some damage.
Yeah. And we were only out there for a little while. But you forget. And I feel like now that the sky is clearer, maybe the sun is stronger.
Yeah. Well, the sun is stronger because it's at a different angle.
Oh, right.
Right? You know what I mean? It's like lower.
Yeah, we're in springtime. No, it's higher.
It's higher? Are we close? We're closer.
No, we're further. It's higher, so.
It's burning hotter?
Yeah.
The sun turned around to the hot side. Something like that. I'm not really sure.
It turned around to the hot side. That's funny.
Thank you, DTO.
That's great.
I don't know, but it's nice. It is because, let's see, during the wintertime, it comes into our
house
a lot
and now
more.
It's not at all.
And now it doesn't come into the front window
above
at
the
all.
House.
It's coming straight down, burning us from above.
Right.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a burn.
And I feel like now that there's less pollution in the air.
Ah.
Yeah.
That could be a thing.
Getting more of the direct, you know, like UVs.
Unfiltered.
Yeah.
It got me good.
Got you good,
and then we were just outside planting a couple other plants.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing a tank top, boy, and it got me again.
Yeah.
I was like, woo, I got to get inside.
Yeah, get out of the sun.
That's why they wear them flannels.
You know what?
Your people.
Now we have to go and lay out, my people, lay out on your back so you get your front.
Front burn. I need a front burn.
You need a front burn now.
I haven't had a front burn in a long time.
Ooh.
Since we went to the tanning beds.
Right.
I miss that.
Me too.
We should have bought our own with our stimulus check.
Oh, man. It could be right in here in this room with us.
That That's what we should have done.
We could be cooking while we're podcasting.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
And you could just hear the hum.
And then you'd hear the click. Oh, click.
Ding. Oh, you're on. Turn your light on.
I got to turn my light on. If you haven't had a chance to go and watch the videos and get a glimpse inside the studio, you should.
Yeah, check it out.
And if you haven't gone to Facebook and look at our garden that kind of looks like a tiny cemetery now, you should.
Because we bought some black cast iron fencing, yeah, and we put it up around the garden because I love the black cast iron fence. But my garden is little, and so it does look like a little cemetery.
It looks like a little plot.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's 16 by four.
Wait
and
until
a half.
Halloween.
Oh, it'll be bigger then, though.
I know. I want to make it bigger already.
Just we'll see what we can do about
right?
that.
Like, I just, shimmy.
It's just taking up the front yard, and it's, people want that.
Who cares? You just take it out and plant some grass in there.
Oh, that's true.
Easy peasy.
Grass does grow.
Yeah.
Quite easily.
Easily.
We could probably just take all that shit out and just plant and have grass the whole front.
Yeah, we could.
We could. We could do that. Yeah. Wow. Growing grass. Wow. What's up, Johnny? Don Frank popped in and then popped
Hi,
right
Josie.
Out. We were not funny enough for Don Frank. Just fine.
I know, right? Hi, Classy.
Are we planting too early?
Who else is in here?
Because we're bored?
Listen, no. If you are an amateur, I tell you to wait until Mother's Day.
Yeah. Which is Sunday.
I'm not an amateur.
No.
So I, therefore, am not waiting.
Okay.
But if any weather comes, I cover my shit up, man. I take care of my garden.
Right, right.
That's why, that's the difference, is that, you know, you have to have the dedication.
Yeah.
If you're going to start early, you have to have the dedication to have a cold box or to have covers.
And our fence now, no problem.
Oh, man.
Throw a couple sheets on there.
Over the top.
Couple clips.
Absolutely.
On the fence.
Homeless
in the
person
corners.
Could live
Boom.
In there. It'll be nice and warm.
Huge. I might have to stay out there. I am dying to get outside, though.
I am,
in
too.
In some nature
yeah.
world.
Yeah. Well, it looks like over this last weekend, everyone was out.
A lot of people were out.
Karen went paddleboarding, and the park was full.
That dog.
She's making
a bed.
A bed over there.
And I saw some people were even taking their camper out for its very first inaugural run.
Right.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
Which, that's what I would have done.
I don't know if you're supposed to.
I think if you go, I don't know. I thought that national forests and stuff like that were closed, but private lakes could be open.
I guess.
Private places can be open,
If you have private property.
Yeah.
You could go on there. I don't know.
They took it somewhere to go four-wheeling.
Oh.
Or you just do it. You just go up there and fucking do it, and if they come up and they go, hey, you're not supposed to be camping, you go, oh, well, shoot, I'm camping.
Right.
And they go, okay, well, get out of here. And you go, all right, well, I got guys out on four-wheelers. When they get back, we'll leave.
Right.
You know, and then you leave because they're going to come back and check on you.
Right.
But, or I don't know. I have no idea. Or if they're going to, you know what, if a ranger comes up on a family camping, are they going to be like, get out of these woods?
I don't know.
Are they going to be like, hey, guys, you know, I don't have any idea.
I don't know. I don't know what the rules are. I don't know what the
rules
are.
I'd be willing to test
it.
I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
I would be willing to take my little camper up to our little spot and put it right up.
Yeah.
And just take our chances. And if they tell us to leave, we leave.
Yeah. Because that's just national forest.
Right. State park. State forest.
National forest.
Yeah.
National forest. Yeah.
Let's do that.
That's where we go.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. If you're a camper out there, let us know what you think.
Yeah. What
right?
are you doing?
What
where are
you
going?
Doing? What'd you do this weekend? What did everyone... How did you violate the stay-in-place rule this weekend?
Yeah, no shit, huh?
Because I tell you what, we went to Home Depot and it was like...
It was crazy.
There's way more than even 100 people in this store right now.
There was a lot of people in the store.
A lot of people. And I don't know. I wonder how people feel about the mask thing. Like, we saw a lot of families out.
Yeah.
With not a one of them had a mask on.
Not one.
You know, and so it's like, I do wonder how people feel about that, not having masks on your children. How about seeing the adults with a mask, but children without one?
Yep. That is
and
weird.
Why are they exempt? I want to know that. You know, I don't know. It's just interesting. But today is May 4th.
That's right. Bum, bum, bum.
Today is May 4th, my friends.
How cool. I was wearing my Star Wars
mask while we were out.
Yep.
Yep, because we went to the store. The masks can be dangerous for kiddos. Well, I don't know.
Well, it depends on the mask.
Yeah.
Well, it depends. Our masks are not dangerous for kiddos.
Right.
At all.
Maybe because it's harder for them to breathe.
Maybe.
I don't know. May the 4th be with you. Yeah, a bunch of kids' fabric for smaller masks. I have also made a few kid masks myself.
And I think the ones with the elastic
for 2 years and older. Right.
I think that the masks with the elastic are a little bit maybe more because they're right across your face. They're just so tight.
They're so tight to your
Whereas
face.
Whereas our masks, you have the ability to give yourself breathing room.
Right.
So it's not tight.
Right.
And yet still doing no protection like any of the other ones.
Right.
So.
Right.
Mask for 2 years and up. All right. Well, that's what the CDC says. I'll stop judging them. But when I see a six-year-old and a mom and dad wearing masks and the kid not because it probably doesn't want to.
Right.
You know, I'm going to judge them.
Right.
I don't, you're the boss of them. I got really angry about this yesterday when we were in Walmart and every 15 seconds there was an announcement that said, we want you to know that we appreciate your business here at Walmart, but every customer, due to Colorado state law, needs to have a face covering on of some kind and social distance yourself 6 feet apart from other customers. Thank you. Fucking Walmart announcement.
Yeah.
Right? Every 30 seconds, that damn thing. And yet I saw dozen people or more.
More.
Without masks on.
Yeah.
How'd they even get in a store?
Right.
If it's the rule and Walmart is saying this is the rule, then why are there people in the store without them? Like I said yesterday, I don't want to wear pants.
Right.
I'm going to stop wearing pants in public. And then that way, I can just say, what? I'm still wearing a mask. My not wearing pants is not going to hurt you. Ozzy, are you there? Let's see if we have Ozzy.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Ozzy, what's going up?
Yeah, it's going on.
What's happening? What you calling all about? What do you want to interject on this? Oh, all right. I think we're having a problem with the connection or something, so... It was a good try, though.
People don't want to be confrontational.
But it's not about being... It's about, hey, excuse me, you're coming into the store that I work at. I'm standing at the door. They're standing
at
the door.
Well, that's what they turned Ariel away in California.
Right.
She went to go to the grocery store, and they said, hey, sister, where's your face covering? And she said, oh, I don't have one. And they said, have a good day.
Yeah, come back
and when you got like, one. And she was like, wait a minute, I can't go in. And they said, no.
Yeah.
Get something to put over your face, and you can go inside.
Back. Yeah.
But without it, you get no groceries.
Put your underwear on over your head.
Ew.
I mean, I see people doing it, but that means that the employees are so frightened to say something to the customers.
I don't know. Do you think at this point, because we've been doing this now over a month, right? Been doing this over a month. We're going into our second month of doing it. Do you think people are just kind of calling bullshit on the whole thing and they're just like, whatever. This is ridiculous. Whatever.
I agree with that, thinking that it's time maybe to just call bullshit on all this and say, who cares? The masks don't really do anything. It's just what we're told to
do. Even is this thing a real thing?
Is it a real thing? But at some point, they're threatening to start ticketing people.
Yeah.
And so what do you do then when you get $1,000 fine because you're not wearing a stinking mask? Is it worth it? Just put the mask on.
What does Josie say? Look at the protests. People need a reason to argue and fight. And we're pushing back.
Yeah. Absolutely. It wouldn't matter what it is.
Absolutely. That's the whole thing. It wouldn't matter what it is, right?
If they wanted you to wear gold jewelry, someone would be complaining about
it.
No! I'm against gold.
Anyways, interesting.
Yeah. It upset me yesterday. I can say it. It really, really, really bothered me.
Right.
It got under my skin that... They even allowed him into the store.
Right.
And maybe it bothered me so much because our daughter had been kicked out of a store for not having a covering.
Right.
So, it's like, whatever. At the same time,
yeah, whatever.
I don't want to do it either.
Yeah.
But I don't want to look like that guy.
Well, and it in, it's better to, what is it, like, caution, you know, like, be cautious.
Yeah.
Better to take heed than, you know what I'm trying to say?
Err on the side of caution, I think is what you're looking
yes,
for.
Yes, that's what I, that is exactly.
Because why not?
Yeah.
And Jess Duck is a rule follower. I'm a rule follower too, but in my heart, I don't want to be. Because I didn't used to be when I was a kid. I used to just buck the system and I didn't care about the rules.
Right.
But now I'm all, oh my God, I put a mask on. Why are you wearing that mask? Because I said so. What the hell are you not wearing one for?
Right.
You know, have I just become a line stander?
I don't know. Well, I think you know you pick your fights. Pick your fights because let's just say this is a real thing going around and you don't want to get it and you don't want to spread it and you don't want to see more people die from it.
No.
We had someone came and got masked today and his uncle died from it.
He tested positive?
Yeah, that's what he said. And even Fox did a story on him.
All right.
Yep.
Oh, I think I remember seeing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, so it is like, okay, you don't want to see more of those cases because you don't believe. You know what I mean? But.
So are these masks also protecting us from the flu?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, you'd think they would.
I guess.
I mean, if we're taking all these precautions for COVID, those are all the same precautions you would take from the getting the regular flu, right?
Yeah.
So I would like to know where the flu case numbers are right now.
Right.
You know what I mean? And not look at COVID anymore. And let's start looking at some of the
other things
and see what those numbers are doing. Because
where's the number on syphilis right now?
Yeah, who knows? Gonorrhea. With gonorrhea and syphilis, STDs could be up right now. Because people are just, you know, sneaking around, getting up blank, blank, blue.
I don't know.
Is Tinder getting more action or less action?
I don't know. That's interesting. That would be interesting to know.
I know people are doing virtual dates, but are they? Or are they just doing hookups?
I don't think they're doing hookups because I don't think people necessarily want to be with each other like that.
What if you don't care about this?
Do whatever. But you're hanging out with the other group of people that feel the same way.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
If you're going to go out and get a random hookup, then that means you're going to hook up with someone else who doesn't think this is serious enough to care.
Right.
And so they're out having hookups.
And then guess what? Dun, dun, dun. Corona. Dun, 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 dun.
You're in a corona cesspool. And you've got chlamydia at the same time. You've got corona, and it burns when you pee. Anyways, I have some corona stuff. We're on the corona stuff. Let's talk about this really quick. That's not the one I want to use. Got this little sheet of paper over here. Because this happened. Here we go. This, searches are up. Google searches are up on how to get away with murder. For instance, several women have been accused of killing their husbands and recently had searched a variety of incriminating phrases like untraceable poison, how to commit murder, instant poisons.
Oh,
they want that movie shit, like where he takes a drink of his tea and he's like, and he just falls over and she's like, yes, COVID-19. You know it. He had been breathing heavy.
He had a fever the last couple days.
Just right there in bed is where I found him. I thought that was funny. And it very few, more of the searches are, they think, women. But they have noticed. That means Google's watching.
Yeah.
Google knows what you're searching.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When you're searching how to kill my husband without being searched or found.
Yeah.
Do that on like Bing.
Right. Yeah, dude. What was the other one?
Yeah. Go Fetch or something.
Yeah.
That dog one. Remember there was a dog? Oh, there was a like a Jeeves.
Yes.
Remember
that,
Jeeves?
Yes, Jeeves. Yeah. Yep.
Shit. Yahoo. Don't Google that shit.
That is hilarious.
Also, in Nevada, the mayor has decided brothels are essential.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a town called Ely, Nevada. We should visit there.
Yeah.
be great to own a brothel. Remember we knew that person that had a brothel fam? Boy, it's a good thing we didn't get in bed with them.
Yeah, exactly.
It turned out to be crazy.
Yeah.
Anyways, but they suggest they should be able to open around the same time as gyms and hair and nail salons.
Oh.
Disease experts mostly just suggest that this is a fair compromise.
Wow.
Why not? They're just as dirty as anything else. It's just a different place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Exactly.
I bet you that nail salons, there's some of them, well, they're probably not right out of the gate. They've had time to clean.
Right.
On a general.
But everyone has had time to clean at this point.
Yeah.
Right?
On a general sense, they're probably pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
I've only had one pedicure my life.
Right.
So. And it seemed clean.
It seemed okay, right? It is okay.
Experts are also saying that while you're in this confines and quarantines and all, we should have been journaling.
I said that.
Yeah.
I have
did
been,
from the beginning.
I have been saying that from day one.
And we didn't.
Give me a break.
I haven't journaled at all.
We do a live journal. This is our
Oh, that's
live
right.
Journal.
We do audio journals.
Yeah.
And
so
we have started doing some video journals that we haven't done.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll bring the computer up today and do some shots from inside the room.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
While we're working?
Yeah. And do a live from in there.
Like crazy people?
Yep.
Maybe some little videos?
Yep. Something like that.
Good idea.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? Okay, so today's May 4th. We are going to talk about Star Wars.
We are.
And stuff like that. But tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo.
Well, wait a minute, though. Before we go too far, I also want to remind people that just it is May 4th, yes, but it's also Chicken Day. It's International Respect for Chickens Day is today. You might appreciate them for food that they provide, or maybe appreciate them for the fact that you don't eat them, or just appreciate them because they can lay an egg and you fucking cannot. And then there's those people who love chickens because they give them, you know, I see pictures on Facebook. They're in their laps and they're making them feel comfort. They're like emotional chickens.
And an emotional support chicken.
Boom.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's all I had.
Well, listen, Omelette was kind of like that for you.
Oh, I loved Omelette.
Mm-hmm. And you'd sing with her and you'd play your guitar with her.
She loved me.
Yeah.
That was a weird thing, that chicken and I. When you think about it. She did. She always came right to me. She jumped right in my lap. She dug me.
Yeah, she'd sing with you. You'd go, bark, 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 bark. And she'd go, bark, bark, bark. It was cute.
Yeah, she was cute.
Yeah, it was fun.
And yet, the first one to die.
And that was also sad. That was also sad. But, anyways.
Okay, now what you were going to say. It's May 4th. Tomorrow's Cinco de Mayo.
So we should have like a party.
Oh, that is a great
idea. We
should
do a video
that is
and
a great
have a
idea.
Party.
Because tomorrow we could have a social distancing Cinco de Mayo party at our house.
Okay. I just thought video.
Oh, digital. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
But I mean, we have a couple friends we could probably have over.
Will that have been here?
Well yeah,
who's
like
here
the
working
core,
tomorrow.
The core. Oh, we're gonna work. It's a work party.
I don't know.
Oh, this just keeps changing. I mean, I was looking for, something else. I thought it was just gonna be a margarita party. Well, I guess if we're working, then someone can just be making drinks.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
No, but we should do a little video and celebrate with people tomorrow.
I agree.
Then they can join us. You know, we can do it on the podcast and on the video, like we did the other day. Josie says we're breaking up. She can hear us again.
What?
I don't know. Oh, that's why.
That's not on.
But that's probably why.
Maybe it was where she was at.
I don't know.
I didn't hear me breaking up. At first, I thought she meant she was breaking up with us.
Audio got choppy for a minute, but it's better.
Interesting.
Yes, it is. We might have to run that on the other computer. You know what I mean?
Nope. It's going to be fine. Worked just fine the other day.
Okay.
It's going to be fine.
Okay. Ah, right, Josie's all in your face, John. It's not just me.
I thought she was breaking up with us. Well, we're thinking we're going to have
most of the Cinco de Mayo.
That's
plans.
Good because we hadn't really hashed them out yet. That's probably a good
thing. We were just kind of working it out, with all of you.
And you missed that. So here we go. This is what we've decided. We're going to do a digital virtual Cinco de Mayo party.
Yeah.
Now, of course, there might be people here also working.
Yeah.
Because it is a working party workshop, but it's going to, we'll cut off early.
Yeah.
And we're going to have us a little party.
Yeah.
And we're going to ask all of you guys to join us.
Yeah.
And we're going to have margaritas of some sort, whether it be whiskey ritas, we might have vodka ritas.
Right.
Can you have a gin-a-rita?
What is a gin-a-rita?
A margarita made with gin.
Ew.
And
I don't know.
If you can't call it a margarita, if you use something other than tequila, and you have to call it a tequila-rita or a margarita or a vodka-rita, then why is it not called a tequila-rita?
I don't know.
You know, margarita should encompass the drink no matter what alcohol is it.
Right.
So it should be a margarita with tequila.
Right.
A margarita with vodka.
Right.
A margarita with absinthe. What if I want an absinthe Rita?
I don't know.
I want an extra green Rita.
An extra green Rita.
Yeah.
That's funny. Kind of like martinis. Right.
Why did they celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
I don't know.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Do you know?
Yeah.
Why?
I do know. Juno. Because.
Oh, you're going to Google it. Because I was really impressed. I thought you really
okay,
knew.
Okay, I'm not. I will Google it.
I thought you got it from your Texas history class.
I do think I remember, but I'm gonna say it. And I've got this window closed. And you can't look. I can't see if anyone has typed it in. It's the day of celebration that Mexico got independence from someone. Santa Ana.
I don't know. But we should probably be talking about this tomorrow.
Well, we should know
and
our
facts.
And
we should be doing May 4th today.
Well, I did that. it's a celebration of freedom of some sort. Victory over France.
Oh.
Yeah, I knew it was something.
Victory over France. Okay, well, we will study up on that.
All right, we're
going to
study up on that.
But okay. Today is May 4th. So, can you get back on track?
Yes, yes, yes.
Come on, you're all over the place. Left and right, right and left. Up and down. It's anarchy.
Back to Star Wars. You know the music in Star Wars? Some of it was horrible.
Some of it was. Did you know that Ewok was never spoken in the original trilogy? The word Ewok is never uttered by the character in the original trilogy.
What?
Yeah.
In Return of the Jedi?
Yep, although the species is identified
Empire
in the script
Back.
And the closing credits.
Really?
Uh-huh. That's what it says in these facts.
Who says this?
In these facts that I have
found.
Is
this someone texting you?
No, this is 30 Star Wars facts you
really?
Didn't know. Yep.
All right, hit me with another one.
Yep. Did you know Yoda was almost played by a monkey?
How the hell could Yoda have been played by a monkey?
I don't know, but according to the book, The Making of Star Wars by J.W. Summons, George Lucas originally planned for Yoda to be played by an adorable monkey wearing a mask and carrying a cane.
And I bet you they could not get Bobo to wear that mask.
Shit, we better
really?
Make, we better make something else up.
Call yep. George, and then they called Jim Henson.
Yeah. Well,
he was probably already there. He probably built Chewbacca.
Probably.
Oh, that'd be a fun fact.
Oh my gosh, right? So let's see what else is in here.
Okay.
It says here Boba Fett's face is actually visible in the original movies.
What?
Yeah. You may think you never see Boba Fett's face in the original trilogy, but the actor who plays Boba Fett, Jeremy Bullock, did stand in for the Imperial officer at the last minute. So he
I remember
is
a scene.
Dressed as a different character.
Oh, he
the
is.
The actor who plays Boba Fett played another scene where you see his face.
How the hell are we supposed to know that shit?
Well, if you're a true fan, you know everything.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's see. Return of the Jedi. Almost had a very different ending. He toyed with the idea that after Luke removes dying Vader's helmet, but puts on and proclaims, "Now I'm Vader," and turns to the dark side.
Yeah.
You knew that?
No.
Oh.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, that's where Vader's dying. And Luke takes his helmet off and he's like, "I'm your dad," blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Yeah. So the alternate ending was Luke putting on the helmet, saying, "I am now Vader."
Oh, I want
to
see that
to
ending.
The dark side.
I was reading about Chewbacca's costume.
Oh, that's why you weren't listening.
No, that's why I wasn't listening. But now I want to find that alternate ending.
Okay.
Chewbacca's costume was not made at all by Jim Henson. It was made by the costume designer Stuart Freeburn.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a close friend and a costume designer for Stanley Kubrick's movie 2001.
Ah.
Interesting.
Interesting. That's interesting.
I never saw The Force Awakens. Those first three, I tried to watch them, but I just never could get into them.
Oh, Classy had a Boba Fett doll.
What?
Yeah, well, she was growing up.
Okay.
Like a big doll or like the little action figure doll, Classy?
I
feel like my cousins had all those toys.
I had all of them. And I have a shit ton of them upstairs. I should get them out and do a little sequence today.
Oh, you should.
I had a Boba Fett that my dad...
It was the size of a Barbie. That's pretty cool.
My dad ordered me one from the cereal box. A Boba Fett.
What?
And a C-3PO. And because they had them and you saved the things and sent them in as a kid. I got all those things. I have them.
Oh, I think you do have them.
I do. I have the spoons. Yeah. I have all that crap.
Yeah. Okay, so here's another one. Yoda is not a Muppet.
What?
Yep. Legendary puppeteer Frank Oz voiced Yoda, and Jim Henson oversaw his creation, but he was built by a member of the Lucasfilm, so did not expect to see him at Kermit. Oh, do not expect to see him at Kermit's holiday party.
Wow,
he is not a Muppet.
He looked like a Muppet,
but he's not one because Jim Henson didn't make him. The Lucasfilm crew made him.
Huh. So that's what would justify him being considered a Muppet, is it has to be a Jim Henson creation.
Yes.
Not just a puppeteer.
Right.
Oh. Would it even be considered a puppet then at that point?
I don't know. But do you know that he has different amount of toes in different movies?
No.
Yoda?
How's that?
I don't know. I didn't make him. Depending on what movie you're watching, Yoda has different number of toes. In The Phantom Menace, Yoda has 3 toes. But in The Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, and Revenge of the Sith, he has 4.
Really?
Hmm. Someone missed that in, what's it called?
Editing? Post?
Yeah.
Continuity?
Continuity.
Continuity. Let's see. I'm trying to find this thing. What other fun facts do people know? Shayna hates Luke Skywalker.
Classy says, depending on what I wear, I have different toes too. Oh, her Boba Fett had a lens in his head that you could look through and see.
Oh, now that's cool. Like cool. The old Steve Austin.
Yeah.
You could look through Steve Austin's eyes.
Right.
And see.
That's pretty fun. Let's see. I don't know.
I'm not seeing this. Luke Skywalker puts on the helmet and
becomes. It's not an ending. It was just thought of as an alternate ending. Well, if you were listening to me and not on your phone scanning for stuff, because I have something that you don't have.
I clearly was not listening.
Darth Vader is banned from all official Star Wars events.
Oh, bullshit.
It says David Prowser, the actor who portrayed Darth Vader in form, not voice, is banned from attending official Star Wars conventions because George Lucas finds him annoying.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
That's funny.
That does not surprise
me. The sound of the TIE fighter engine is actually an elephant. Yeah, it's combined with an elephant bellow and a car driving on wet pavement.
Interesting.
That is interesting. You know, because they do use weird things.
I can hear
it. To make up those noises.
I can hear it in my mind. I can hear it. The TIE fighter going by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Chewbacca's voice is an electric mix of other animals. It's a mix of bear, walruses, lions, badgers, and other dying animals.
Wow.
That's funny.
Wow.
Okay, what do you think the lightsaber comes from, the noise comes from?
There's TIE fighters.
Is that the TIE fighter? Yeah. You can hear the elephant and the
crazy
car.
You can definitely hear the wetness there.
Yeah. There too. Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty interesting.
And now wait a minute. That's pretty crazy. You can really hear the wetness of the cars driving by now.
Yep.
Okay. That's pretty creepy.
Okay, which one are you doing now?
All right.
Chewbacca?
Yeah. Let's see what we got here. Go. Make a sound. No, that's not it. Make another sound. That's not it. Okay.
Ah, you can hear the lion. Lion, that sounded like a bear. Is that the walrus?
That could be a walrus.
I could be a walrus. Badger? I don't know.
A badger? What was the other one?
Other dying animals.
Huh. Oh, there you go.
All right, now find the lightsaber.
Okay, lightsaber sound?
Yeah.
Do you have what it is?
Yeah.
I wonder what it is. All right, lightsaber.
Okay, do you want me to tell you first?
No.
Okay. We'll wait until after you play it.
Okay, here we go.
This is the lightsaber.
This is the lightsaber, and we're trying to decide what it is they use to make the sound. What? Come on. They make it too... they make it too hard. Hold on. All right, tell us what it is.
The lightsaber noise comes from the familiar hum of an old television.
Right?
The lightsaber makes, yep, is created by combining the hum of an old television picture tube and the buzz of a film projector's motor.
How do they come up with that shit? The TV part I get. Wow, trippy.
Yeah.
I like the TIE fighter the best.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Pretty ingenious, though.
They know what they're doing.
Yep. That's pretty great, right?
Mm-hmm. Star Wars, effects guys got to be super smart. They got to have big brains and think way outside the box, and they know how to manipulate the sound just right, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so Jabba the Hutt... Right?
Boo Jabba.
He was originally meant to be furry.
I'm glad he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
It worked better with him being slimy.
It was. He was not conceived as a grimy slug, but a fuzzy creature.
Now, that wasn't a Jim Henson either?
No. It doesn't say if it was or not.
No, I don't think so, because it was. They had like six guys in there.
Yeah.
I remember watching the behind-the-scenes thing on there, and he had like six guys inside of him. Could you imagine? What do you think? Let's just all imagine for a minute. We've seen that movie, right? I think that's Return of the Jedi.
Oh, my God.
What did he do with those girls in those slave suits? He had them chained up, and he'd go, whatever he would do. Think of how gross it was.
Yeah, it would be so gross.
What was his plans with Leia and those slave girls in the metal suits?
It's going to run over him. So Harrison Ford almost wasn't Han Solo.
Oh, let's think. Who would they have made Han Solo? Right. I don't know anyone. Paul Newman.
No.
Okay. Let's think. Who else was around that time in the 70s?
It's kind of funny who they thought.
Because he's probably a nobody at that time in the 70s. So maybe, Tom Selleck. Maybe
close.
Tom Selleck.
You're so
oh, was
close.
I close?
It's
oh,
not Tom
man.
Selleck.
Oh, not
but
close.
It is in the same vein.
Same vein. Okay, okay. Michael. Oh, David Hasselhoff.
No,
that's too late.
That's too late.
That's too late.
He's got to be older.
It's got to be Tom Selleck's age. Let's think. Who else was around then? Come on, guys. Take a guess. George Clooney. No, too late. Too early.
Too early.
Because he was young on Roseanne, so he needs to be someone older than that, like a Tom Selleck.
Right.
Like a
Harrison Ford. Right.
How about Adam West?
No.
No. What about Shatner?
No.
William Shatner? No.
No.
Shit, that'd have been a great. Chewie, turn the ship around.
What
Walter Matthau? No.
Burt Reynolds?
Burt Reynolds.
Yeah,
that's
Jess Duck got it.
It was Burt Reynolds?
That's one of them.
No way.
Yeah, there's four of them.
I couldn't think of another mustache guy.
Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds.
Yep.
Who else?
Al Pacino.
Oh, Al Pacino would have been a horrible,
horrible
Han Solo.
Jack Nicholson.
Boy, that would have been tough. A Jack Nicholson.
Now, this one I think maybe would have been okay.
I think Jack would have been okay.
Christopher Watkins.
Oh, of course, Christopher Watkins would have been a great Han Solo. Christopher Watkins would have been a great Han Solo.
Yeah.
Chewie, you don't understand what we got to do. We got to make it in 12 parsecs. I'm telling you, we can do this.
That was pretty good.
Come on. Yeah.
That
Christopher Walken would have been great. Burt Reynolds, nah. He's too smiley.
Yeah.
But not one of them seemed quite right. But we don't know that. Would you have picked Harrison Ford? I mean, what did he really do before that?
Okay, We're so talking- it says Cliff Clavin makes a cameo in Empire.
In the Empire Strikes Back?
Yeah. Cheers and Toy Story actor John Ratzenberg has a brief appearance in Empire Strikes Back. He's the one who tells Han not to go out into the cold to look for Luke. Then he sits down for a beer with Norm.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
Yeah, but I bet he is the one who tells him not to go out.
No, I'm trying to think of it. John Ratzenberg. That's his name?
Yeah. Ratzenberg, yep. That's funny. Let's see, what else do we have in here that's some?
I'll be a son of a bitch.
Jack Nichols. I like Jack Nichols. I would want to see him too. You
Jack
know?
Nicholson?
Some of them fit. Yeah. Some of them don't.
Trouble adapting them to the cold.
We'll have to go out on Tauntaun.
Sir, the temperature's dropping too rapidly. All the patrols are in. Still no.
There he is.
Still
right
no
there.
Contact from Skywalker. Solo.
Is it him?
Yeah.
Mistress Leia. R2
That's him
says
right
he's
there.
Been quite unable to pick up any signals, although he does admit that his own rangers are weak to abandon all of them.
Your Highness, there's nothing more we could do tonight. The shield doors must be closed.
Close the doors.
Yes, sir.
That's him.
Interesting.
Oh, he's in it a couple times.
The heavy transport
Did he, does he sit down for a beer with Norm?
It looks like it. Oh, there's Norm.
The energy shield open for a short time, so you'll have to stay very close.
He's in there. That's great.
Fighters against a Star Destroyer.
The ion cannon.
Oh my God!
To make sure that any enemy ships will be out of your flight.
Well, you know, you figure people have long careers that we just don't know anything about.
Right, and you don't ever get to see them in everything that they're in, right?
I was in Hope Floats.
Hope Floats.
I was an extra. Bum, bum, bum. I was an extra in, who was that lawyer show that used to film here in Denver all the time?
I don't know.
Casey Jones? No. Shit.
Huh. Interesting.
I can't think of it. Anyways, well, that's some really fun Star Wars facts, Shayna, I didn't know anything about. I think you and I ought to hook on to Jason's Disney Plus today, and we should watch nothing but Disney and your favorite scene.
No. I don't want to hear that.
Yes.
Don't get me going on Luke. Come on, I'm trying to be nice on this Star Wars day. Don't make me tell everyone what a pussy he is.
Oh, you hate Luke Skywalker.
He is such... a baby. You wait, he's getting it. You're gonna hear it. Everyone gets to hear it and hear what a baby he is. Yeah, can you imagine? He could have never been Darth Vader because he would have cried the whole time. Oh, come on, guys!
Uh-huh. A lot of complaints from Luke. I'm trying to find the one, the worst one. If anyone can guess.
You've already played it on here once before. People should know.
Yep.
Oh, see? Just Duck's son wants a Star Wars marathon day. That's what we were thinking about. Yeah.
I'm up during a
Damn it. I can't find it. But I wanted to go into town and get a power converter.
That is exactly right.
Huh. And it won, like, an award for being the top five whiniest fucking scenes ever in all movies.
Hmm.
It was Luke Skywalker.
He's a baby.
Anyways, we don't want to hear that anymore.
Mm-mm. Yeah, interesting.
Enough of that. Yes, we want to do
a lot of this stuff.
Jess Duck, you should let your son... last days of the Armageddon was just in the room. Phew, thank God they left. They seemed like a bummer.
That's funny.
Let me see them without other. Okay, what is everybody else going to do today? We're just bullshitting. I've got some more topics we can bring up and talk about. We could talk about that giant stupid fucking hornet. That's coming now.
The crazy kill you hornet?
Yeah, how do we get rid of that thing?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see how big it is? It's 2 inches big.
Yeah.
It's called the murder hornet.
Yeah.
And it slaughters honeybees. What the hell? It's as big as your index finger.
Right.
Sometimes your middle finger.
I don't know, but we need
hand.
To watch out for those and get them out of there.
They're being a small number of murder hornets have been sighted in the Pacific Northwest. So that means... fucking Washington, Portland, that area, Canada.
Oh, that's not good.
No, that's not good. It's not good at all, Shayna. It's not good. Thank you. All right, well, there's a 12-year-old. It says they died.
Who died?
Well.
12-year-old died?
Yep. They were outside sparring using a pool needle. It was hard to believe it. In the last moment, so she had a heart attack. Doctors performed CPR for 2 minutes. When she came back, she was in the hospital being treated for COVID. She said, I just came in as one of the sickest children and I've been taken care of with COVID. She developed multi-symptom failure. But she says she died and then she came back to life.
Oh, wow.
During that 2 minutes of the heart attack. Which is kind of crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's no murder hornet.
No.
But it's still kind of kooky.
That's not good, the murder hornet. Why? Who makes these things and releases them? Right?
I don't think that someone made it.
I don't know.
I think it's just an Asian thing.
Another Asian thing.
Well, there's a lot of things from
Another
Asia that
Asian
will kill
thing.
You. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep.
I don't know.
She said she died and came back to life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And while she was dead, oh, why is it going to do that? She doesn't say. It doesn't say what happened. She just says she's died.
Well, that's dumb.
Well, that's a dumb story.
That's a really dumb story.
Why would they even? I don't even think it's true.
Choppy audio again. See, when you go to those other pages, I bet it chops it up.
Messes with it.
Yep.
All right. Well, you didn't miss anything. That's okay. Boy Scouts of America hosting a virtual camping trip.
Oh, boy. How are they going to touch little boys that way?
You know, I was thinking the same thing. Go into the tent with your computers. Get on.
Show me your bungalow.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work. Yep, classy thought, the exact same thing. Oh, Disney has a new line of cloth masks.
Oh,
they're
fun.
$20 each.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't seem fair.
No.
Seems kind of gougy, if you ask me.
That's funny.
Because it's rude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're a Star Wars, or I mean a Disney person, a fanatic anyways, you're already spending money on Disney mm-hmm. anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
You've already got the coat and the shirts and all the stuff. Now you got to have another $20 mask.
Yeah.
It's just something else to gouge you.
I think it's for a 4-pack.
Oh.
Packs of 4 for $19.99.
Okay, well, they should be giving them away for free. What do they think? Just probably all proceeds are going to go right to Disney.
Just say, see, I saw that too.
They're not giving it to the poor. The money's not going back to feed the unmasked.
You know what? And I think that if you have like a pass, like we know Disney Jason has his pass, they should get him for free.
Yes.
They should just get a 4-pack for being a loyal customer.
Exactly. They should. If you have a season pass, especially someone like Jason, they should just send them to you.
Well, because you know they know how many years Jason has had that season pass.
Oh, no
shit. And then he got another friend to get a season pass to go with him all the time, too. They know that, too.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And so they should.
It works for them.
Yeah, I think they should be giving them away. They should. At least if you have a pass, you know what I mean? I don't know. They're so rich. Disney is so rich. They could just be giving them away. Like, email us, you get some in the mail.
All you have to do is ask.
Yeah. Don't you think?
That's what I think it should be. It should be like, we're going to make 10 million of these.
Yep. Yep. And
email
especially
us.
Because there are those people like Disney Jason who go nonstop all the time.
Yeah. It's their life.
Yeah.
Disney is life.
Absolutely. They should get them for free. And they, you know, and encourage them to come back to their parks.
Do you know that Star Wars is just trying to steal everything?
And that's
Disney,
or too.
Disney. It's the same thing. Because tomorrow's Cinco de Mayo. Mm-hmm. No. They want it to be Revenge of the Fifth Day.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, well, can't Revenge of the Fifth Day be a different day? Well, because today's May 4th.
Yeah.
Be with you. Revenge of the Fifth.
Yeah. No, it's Cinco de Mayo, and we're having a party.
What's up, Vic?
And we're going to drink.
We're going to drink and going to have a Cinco de Mayo party, but we're going to do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
At some point during the day, probably mid-afternoon, early to mid-afternoon, we're going to break off the work, and we're going to start making some sort of a Rita's drink.
Yeah. Maybe. Oh, we need a blender.
Whiskey Rita. Oh, shit. We don't even own a blender.
Uh-uh.
All right.
Who's got an Instapot blender out there?
There's an Instapot blender?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yes, there is.
No.
Yeah, there is. It's a real thing.
It's a pressure cooking blender?
I don't know. That's what you'd think because it's an Instapot blender.
Does it blend up the food and turn it to a puree?
Yeah.
It's the liquid diet Instapot.
Yeah. All right, Jen's got a blender. She's bringing it. That's right.
Oh, yes.
Bring that blender over, baby. Bring it over.
Perfect. They may not have an iron, but they've got a blender. That's my kind of girl. Yes.
The best.
And we're going to have Rita drinks.
Yeah.
Margaritas.
Yeah.
That's with tequila.
Whiskey Ritas.
Whiskey Ritas. That's with whiskey.
Yeah.
Vodka Ritas.
Yeah.
That's with vodka.
Yeah.
Now, we... blenders are way more necessary. We do have a vodka that tastes just like tequila.
Yeah, it's horrible.
So I'm looking forward to trying some of that.
That's good.
We've got to get some limes. That's what we forgot to get when we were at the store this morning. So we're going to need a lot of limes.
Okay.
And we're going to need some more vodka.
Okay.
and we're going to need some whiskey.
Okay. Because that whiskey we have is not down your ass whiskey.
It's 103 proof small batch whiskey. I don't think we want to make whiskey Rita's with it.
You can only have one.
I need to make deep fried chili rellenos.
Oh, yeah,
crispy,
baby.
Crispy chili rellenos.
I got to make chili then.
Well, then I got to figure out how to make a soggy one, too.
You let it sit.
For Eric and his soft mouth. He's got soft teeth. So
his soft mouth.
So I gotta make him some soft ones.
You just let it sit and they get soft.
It's not a different batter. I thought it was an
egg
batter.
You can do an
batter.
Egg one, but yeah. those aren't the same. You don't want that. But I should make some Spanish rice. And
oh,
we should
yes.
make some green chili.
Your green chili with some pork.
Okay.
I've
and
got
then,
some pork.
We should make the chili rellenos.
We should do all that today. Nah, we'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah. We should make... what else should we make?
I don't know. That covers
sopapillas?
It.
Sopapillas?
No.
Why not?
I don't know how to make the sopapillas.
We have the fryer already.
Should I do homemade tortillas?
Ooh, you want to try them?
Well, let's just do rellenos.
Yeah.
And beans and rice and not like burritos and adding all that other shit.
We're cooking beans right now.
Yeah. Because we got some beans upstairs. What about the pressure cooker? You cook beans in 20 minutes. You don't even fart. I farted. Last time we tried, though. Last time we tried, I farted.
Yeah.
Samoas? What's a samos? Samos. Samosa. What is that? Samoas, samosa. Yeah. What is a samosa? That sounds good,
yeah.
Eddie. Saxophone man.
Yeah. What
I love a good saxophone player. It's like a taco.
Oh, what's in it?
Meat. I'm going to guess pork.
Ooh, pork.
Yeah. Because it sounds samosa. So, yeah,
oh,
but
it's sealed.
Ooh,
oh.
It's like an empanada.
Empanada.
Those are fun to say. Empanada and enchilada. Potato monkey.
Oh.
What food should we cook on Cinco de Mayo? Should I do a... I like doing the pork in the Instapot.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like it gets it as tender as when I do a roast in the oven for 6 hours.
Well, I think you need to maybe cook it longer. I don't know. You should ask Dina Jo because
Dina,
hers
yeah.
comes out amazing all the time.
Oh, minced beef with... Onions
and
chilies, lots of chilies. Oh, that sounds
that
samosa.
Sounds good.
That sounds really good.
Yeah.
I thought he just misspelled mimosa. But it turns out it's
no.
not.
It's
a whole
it's different, a
different
thing.
It's a food.
That's right. It's better.
Now I want to eat one. Ooh. I love lots of chili. Red chili probably goes in there.
I know. Should we make red chili?
Well, red chili doesn't go with chili rellenos.
The thing is, it's only us, and then we have so much.
So much leftover,
food.
And then everyone's.
Well, because then
I
make red chili. Then I got to
make enchiladas.
Yeah.
And then we're dicing onions and we're
such
cutting.
Such an onion party.
Yeah. So, you know. And if we're dicing any onions for this damn thing, I'm doing it outside.
Yeah.
Because I diced an onion the other day, and I feel like some of it is still here somewhere. Hiding.
You tucked a piece of it
yeah,
in the...
Yeah, it's in the drawer or something. Oh, no, I can't do the Carolina Reaper.
No.
I did the Carolina Reaper chip. Yeah, and that was enough. You get the one chip in the box.
Do you know that Natalie Tisdale, she did that too, and it burnt her throat?
It did?
Like,
wow.
She had a severe reaction on the news, and they were teasing her about it and making fun of it, but she actually had to go to a throat specialist, and it burnt her throat.
Wow.
And she was a bummer for her.
She's got a tender esophagus. I always tell people it's my sarcophagus. I got this itch in my sarcophagus.
You're funny. That'd be good. Yeah, let's do the rellenos, the rice, and the beans.
We should be writing this down.
Why? We know. And we can do the sopapillas.
Sopapillas. Do you have a good sopapilla? Like, oh, fuck.
I've made sopapillas before. But we don't have any
Casa Bonita.
We don't have any honey.
Oh, we've got no honey in this house.
Mm-mm.
Casa Bonita makes the best sopapillas.
Do you want to order them from them tomorrow?
What?
Sopapillas.
From Casa Bonita?
Yeah.
No, I'm not driving all the way to Lakewood to get sopapillas.
Look at you.
My honey is next to me.
Yeah, his lips were burnt for hours.
Oh, mine too.
Yeah.
I ate that freaking Reaper chip. I just chewed it up as fast as I could and just drank a yogurt.
That's funny. Yeah, that's what we'll do.
We're going to do the chili rellenos.
I know Josie and Steve could come over and have chili rellenos.
Oh, yeah. And Russian, with Russian stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to do the beans. So we got to start cooking. Let's do them in the crock pot.
What?
The beans. Like we normally would.
Okay.
Like, let's go up after the podcast and start them now and let them cook.
So they cook from now until tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like them that way. Only because they make the gravy that way.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Do we need to get some pork for those beans?
Yeah, we'll get some stuff.
Oh, because I got some bacon we can throw in there, right?
No.
No? Oh, that's a different kind of bean.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
That's a pinto bean. No, it's the same kind of bean.
I'm not.
That's baked beans.
I'm not putting bacon.
That's baked beans.
Yeah.
Just let me work it out, woman.
Jeez Louise.
Jesus.
You're always trying to put your bacon in my stuff.
Oh, you watch your mouth, Amita. Okay? We're not going to sit here and badmouth Casa Bonita and their wonderfulness and the wonderful memories I have there. The sopapillas are not the only thing that's edible. Try the hamburger. It's not bad. Chicken fried steak. Now, for me,
they have good salads.
I'm a cheese enchilada. Their taco salad is
good.
No, it's the same as a Taco House. You know what I mean?
And you know what? You're not winning.
That's
your
probably not. Yeah,
there.
That's probably not
right.
Doing it.
Right. Give me a break.
It's the same meat that's at the frickin' Platte River.
Oh, probably.
Bar and Grill. It's the same ground beef. They get it from the same place. I guarantee it.
Probably.
Casa Bonita has
you're
cheese
so
enchiladas, and the cheese enchiladas are wonderful.
You love.
Oh. Amita, I'm going to have to ask you to refrain from typing for the next 5 minutes. You are on a
chihuahuas?
Timeout.
Is that what that says?
No, it does say chihuahuas. It is not 5 minutes blackout. If Amita types anything, everyone do not read it. She is in a timeout. 5 minutes, timer started. Thank you, Jason. We're doing a Casa Bonita.
You know what?
Fucking grew up there. It's the only fucking nice memories I have of my childhood. And then I took my children there, and they love it. And
it's fun. You go there for what it's worth. It's worth the entertainment. It's worth the drinks.
Yep.
And it's worth the sopapillas.
And you go into Black Bart's Cave in Capofil.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I always do the piñata. Hit that son of a bitch. Don't let those kids go. I go first. Come on, Amita, go with us.
Ah, you love it.
It's Colorado Disneyland.
It is.
I always wanted to be the guy in the gorilla costume that ran around.
I love the divers.
Always wanted to be a diver. I applied.
You got to sit all over in that place.
You know, you don't know it, but there are little tiny theaters tucked around inside that building that you've never been to.
Yeah.
That are wicked sweet where they're doing magic.
Yeah, we should all go there.
They'll never shut it down, Jen.
I loved Heritage Square too, Josie.
That means that your children, Jen, have never been to Casa Bonita. That's blowing my mind. They do a pinata at the top of every hour. Are you kidding me? What other restaurant can you just set your kids loose? Just set them, give them
right,
a handful
right.
of quarters
coins
and
here,
just
go.
Go
to the arcade.
Yeah, don't fall down the well.
That's fun.
Okay, they've been on field trips, but that's not the same as when you go with your parents and they get hammered and you're just allowed to run around like crazy people.
And you play the game.
Oh, yeah, you're eating sopapillas off of other people's tables.
Your flag is always up.
Oh, More sopapillas! And cheese enchiladas!
Bring me the margaritas!
I love it. Ariel, 16th birthday. Where do you want to go for your 16th birthday? I want to go to Casa Bonita.
Yeah.
And so we went as a family, just the four of us. And we had a great time.
Yeah.
And they drank virgin margaritas. And we drank margaritas. And they have the little flags that you put a flag up, literally a little manual flag. You raise the flag to the top of the pole. And a lady shows up.
Yeah.
And then she puts your flag down. And she says, what can I get for you? And you like order all the, because I always get the all you can eat everything.
Or you get your drinks or whatever.
And you get drinks and whatever. And how they know those little flags are up. They must have little flag spotters.
Yeah.
Flags up, table nine. Flags up, table nine. And then, boom, they're just right there. Well, our daughter has that flag right now in her bedroom.
Yes, she does.
I didn't realize it. We get home, and she had stolen the flag.
Yep.
Who does that?
your kid.
Now I want one.
I know. I want one so bad.
I was so jealous she did that. And disappointed as a parent.
Yeah, right.
I was extremely.
Because she got it and you didn't.
Yes. I tried to take it from her as a punishment.
You were disappointed in yourself. That you've been going there that whole time and never stole a flag.
I should be carrying a purse.
You're funny.
Anyways, we took a flag too.
Yeah.
You rule breaking sons of bitches.
You're just jealous.
I am jealous. Anyways, we're going to order out from Casa Bonita now. Casa Bonita. Cinco de Mayo. Swallow extravaganza of Mexican proportion. That sounded a little bit more Taliban than Cinco de Mayo, didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
you
get the point.
You went the wrong way.
Yeah.
There you go. I love it. The student has taught the teacher.
Oh, man. That little nerd.
That's great. Well, okay. So tomorrow we'll party.
Tomorrow we party.
That's right, bitches. Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo party. We're going to do a virtual. We're going to do it not virtual with works and funds and friends that we know and have been around. And then, you know, they're loosening some things. So,
yeah.
We'll wear masks on our head.
Yeah.
Like yarmulkes.
No.
Nah.
No masks.
Nah.
We're in the house. We're fine.
Yeah.
In this house, we're fine.
It's contained germs.
Yeah.
So we're good. May the 4th be with you.
Yes, and also with you.
And also with you. You're so churchy.
Sorry, that's my Catholic upbringing.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what they say.
It's margarita with one T or two.
One.
All right, we need some limes. We got to make a shopping list. Okay. Do you even have rice?
Yeah, and I have beans.
Do you have tomatoes? And
We'll go look.
Do you have corn? What is that running across the floor? It's right there by the cord. See it?
No.
Did you see it run?
Yeah.
What is it?
A spider.
Go get it.
You get it.
You get it.
Oh, my God. I always have to kill the spiders.
It's on your side of the table.
Oh, my God. You're such a wussy.
I'm getting it. Oh, you're already halfway there. Okay. I'll go.
Okay. Hey. I don't know where it went.
It's in my shoe.
I don't think you got it. I don't think you got it.
No, I got it.
I don't think so.
Shut up!
Sean's trying to kill spider, and now he's freaking out because he doesn't know where it went and because he didn't kill it. It got away.
I think I flung it into my flip-flop.
I should have killed it.
You should have.
Oh, you're such a chicken.
We'd be safer because it's got a vengeance.
Yeah, because you pissed it off.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. Where's the video? That's right. See, Josie?
It's a good thing we didn't do this. Amita speaks Catholic, too.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Why?
That's Catholic, right?
No.
Oh.
No. You don't really say you're sorry. You just admit what you've done.
Oh, yeah, I did that.
And then you get a punishment.
Like some Hail Marys?
Yeah.
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 Or you have to go into the rectory.
Ooh.
And get your rectum. Read.
You wish.
Do they read your rectum? Is that why it's called a rectory?
No.
I bet you they do. Like a palm reader. A rectum reader.
You're funny. Ooh, are you going to wear your sombrero tomorrow?
Yeah. Duh. What other day? You don't let me wear it. That's not true. You let me wear it whenever. But it only seems right to wear it on Cinco de Mayo.
Right. Are you going to go take a nap out front with it on? Sit on the edge of the porch? And...
Yeah. No, that's for sleepy siestas.
That is for the siesta?
Siesta, siestas.
Oh.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, siestas. Siete, ocho.
Yeah.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Hi, Mrs. Sheriff.
Mrs. Sheriff, we're all counting in Spanish. Well, I am.
Nah, just Sean is.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, and seis, and nueve.
Oh, All right, all yeah. right, all right.
It's Mexican electric company. Orale electrico. Orale, orale. But today, no. Not today.
Not today.
Today
that's tomorrow.
Today a different kind of way altogether.
Come on, everybody, shimmy. Bop, 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 bop. That girl with three tits.
Bop, 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 oh, wow. Bop, 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 bop. That's right, baby.
When we go to the store later, I'm wearing a Darth Vader mask.
Okay.
I'm going to. They can't stop me.
They can't.
They can't. I'll be in a tie-dye. Wonder if they had
it's
hookers.
It's the cantina,
at this
baby.
Cantina, you know. Oh no, my God!
I felt like the lady that had all the tentacles coming off her head.
The
singer? Felt like she was slutty.
She was the dancer.
Mm-hmm.
They had one of her kind. I think was also a slave girl for Jabba.
Yeah.
I didn't appreciate the remake of the canteen song.
Right.
You never heard it?
Uh-uh.
Oh yeah. So they added like a. They added the remake to it in the later movies when they remade the movies. Okay? The movies? I forget it because it was like the lady sings. There's a woman who sings.
Yeah, I didn't hear it. Oh, I think I saw that. I remember that scene.
Yeah.
That was in the newer one, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of something else. No. This is in the Jabba Hutt part. Yeah, in Return of the Jedi.
Oh, right, yeah.
Uju. What do you think she's saying? What made-up language is this?
I don't know.
There goes Boba Fett. Look at... Ooh.
You know what she did with those lips?
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
She has kind of a weird... concept
shape. Like a doctor thing.
There's Boba Fett. He is not entertained at all. And that guy. This is a weird scene.
Yeah. I didn't watch this one.
The CGI was terrible, Amita. We're watching it right now.
This one is the one
there
has
she is.
Jar Jar Binks in it.
No. This is Return of the Jedi.
Oh.
This is just an added scene when they brought it back out.
Oh. Yeah.
Jar Jar Binks. No. And that's the slave girl that he has, and then he drops her down into the pit with the thing.
Right.
That Luke Skywalker kills, and then that guy cries.
Yeah.
He loved him.
Yeah, I can't watch the new ones either. I don't really like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I prefer the originals. And that's the... Well, today we're going to watch all the whatever's on Disney.
Okay.
On Disney Plus, I'm going to hook it up. We're going to start with A New Hope. But Uncle Owen! I'm not watching those three.
Uh-uh.
One, two, and three.
Uh-uh.
I just can't do it.
I know.
That's like Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
I humped a clone.
Right.
And then...
I don't even know.
Something
else.
I don't know what the third one is before A New Hope. Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I never saw that.
Me either.
Because I think they kill...
I like the old ones.
They kill all the Jedis.
Oh, I didn't know.
And it's too much CGI. It's like
Right.
They just figured out how to do good, I'm using air quotes, CGI at that time.
Right.
So then they were like, they used every function on Apple's CGI maker that had available.
Yeah,
it was
they had to use every effect.
Everything. Oh, let's see. Oh, we can do a swoop across the thing.
Right.
Let's make him do that.
Right.
And so it just felt like a Mod Podge of too much toys.
Right.
Too many toys.
Too many toys.
Whereas the original three, even when they re-released the original three after they put a bunch of crap on it, like that scene.
Yeah.
It's too many toys. That's what was good about the first three originally. Which kind of made the last couple feel sort of right, is there wasn't so much toys.
Right.
It was just live action filming with some practical stuff around you, like ships and, you know, sets built, which was cool.
Right.
Special effects overload is exactly what we're trying to say.
Yep.
Anyways, that's our take on Star Wars.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on this May 4th. Be with you.
And also with you.
Stop. The Jedi wouldn't like that.
Why?
Because the the Force isn't for everyone.
Well, how do you know?
It's for the elite.
Well, I'm elite.
Yeah, you are.
You're not?
You're just supposed to say, thank you.
Thank you.
May the Fourth be with you.
That I am saying that. So I have you have to say may the Fourth be with you, and I say thank you, and then I have to say may the Fourth be with you,
and
instead
say,
of saying
you.
And also with you.
No, because then that confuses religions.
No,
you're splitting religions.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm saving words.
You're saving words.
Yeah.
Really.
Say it.
May the Fourth be with you.
And also with you.
Mm-hmm. Felt lazy.
Okay, now say it again.
Okay, may the Fourth be with you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
May the Fourth be with you.
Oh, why, thank you very much. That felt complimentary.
See? Too many words.
Now it felt like you really meant it, because you're willing to put in the other effort, the extra effort, to say the extra four words.
No. And also with you.
Well, I don't accept that.
You try it.
No, thank you.
I'll say
okay,
it to you.
Okay, go.
May the Fourth be with you.
You have some too. That's what you're saying.
You have some too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Too many words, right?
You know, that's a great example of what using just a few different words.
Same. I mean, I'm saying the same thing, right?
The way you said it. You know what? You have some, too.
Yeah, go ahead.
Wow.
Jess, duck, and with you is totally acceptable. I like my thing.
You have some, too. Wow. Okay. That was funny.
I feel like my face got some sun too.
Not a little bit, but not as much as your back.
Woo-hoo. I'm lobster back.
Lobster back. Lobster back.
You are lobster back.
It's a bummer for a guy who sleeps on his back.
Yeah.
I kept waking up thinking there was sand on the sheets. No, it's just my skin.
Yeah.
My skin feels sandy.
It's hurting.
Like Sandy Duncan. Remember Sandy Duncan? Whatever. She played Peter Pan.
Yeah.
She's little. She was on that show with Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
We saw Jason Bateman in Knight Rider.
Yeah.
He was young.
Young kid.
Kid.
He got to ride around a kit.
How did he get to act so good?
I don't know.
So young.
He was raised that way. I don't know. Okay, come on. I got to go work.
All right.
We got to get out of here. Got to go do something else now.
Okay.
Gotta make masks. We're masking the world.
Alright, here we go.
And now you're sewing, so that's good.
Yeah.
You've been doing good. You've been a good sewer.
I'm a pretty good sewer.
Mm-hmm. You should be. You've watched me do it for 20 years. You're really good seam ripper.
I'm really good seam ripper.
Alright, well, I want to just finish up with something completely different.
Shayna, choke your chicken.
I'll choke my
chicken. Oh boy, she needs more.
Gotcha.
Here we go.
And to bring that up to a point, we do have masks. We have a lot of masks. So hit us up, and we can get you a mask.
With you. Always.
That's pretty slick, right there. That's me. I recorded that yesterday on my guitar.
Yeah,
I was bored.
You did.
That's also me playing the drums.
All right. Okay. Okay. Enough of all of that.
Enough of that. Okay. All right, people. We'll see you tomorrow. We're going to do a video, and we are going to celebrate Cinco de Mayo tomorrow.
Yep. Today, we're just going to be here.
Today, we're here selling and making masks. If you have masks and needs, then hit us up, and we can take care of that for you. Also, we are... we're going to do a get-together very soon.
Yes.
Again, a social media kind of a thing. and we'll say goodbye, I guess, to that, right?
Yeah, man.
I just looking for something.
If you need something for us, email us at everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com. If you have a topic you want to hear about on the show, email us everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Join the nation on Facebook at Swallow Nation.
Yep. Go ahead.
And
be a part of the nation.
Yeah. Be sure to like us, heart us, follow us.
And this'll help things turn.
And remember, always look on the bright side of life.
Always look on the bright side.
Become a swallower. That's right.
Because right now, things can look bleak, can be down.
Always look on the light.
Always look on the bright side of life, folks. Gulp, gulp, gulp. We love you.
We love you.
We're going to just leave you with this.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much for being here. And Jen, we look forward to seeing that blender.
When you're feeling in the dumps.
We're going to need ice.
Ice.
Just burst your lips and whistle. That's the thing.
Ice. All right. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Side of life.
Come on.
Always look on the right side of life. For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow.
I hope you like what you just heard, because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends, because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.